Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
5:09 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. Happy Monday.
I am kind of freaking out about today, guys.
We get
to find out.
Oh, yeah.
7:05. I know. You're like, why are you freaking out? It's Monday.
I was thinking weekend wager. Yeah, you have a punishment to do. But yes, we also have big baby news on the way.
Yes, the gender reveal is this morning.
Oh, this is so cool.
I know. And everyone's like, you seriously don't know? And I'm like, I don't. And this is really bad because I'm one of those people. I don't really like surprises. I want to know what's coming. And so I've had the ability to find out boy or girl for like almost 3 weeks now.
And you didn't do it.
I haven't done it. I know. My husband even hit me up last night. He's like, don't lie. You know. And I was like, no, you know me. I can't keep a secret. If I knew, everybody would know.
It really surprised me because like you do know. You could just take a little peek and play it off like you don't know. But you are staying true to your word.
I am. And I'm freaking out.
And our buddy Luke Bryan is going to tell the whole world this morning what you're having.
Oh, but you told me that Thomas Rhett did a gender reveal over the weekend, so much for our cool idea.
Yeah, I woke up to it this morning. We'll have to find the audio on it, but yeah, he was doing a concert over the weekend, and somebody right there in the pit must have handed him the results, and he grabbed it, and he was like, whoa, you really want me to do it? This is a lot of pressure, and yeah, he opened it up and said they were having, I think it was a boy, and the whole crowd went crazy, so.
Yeah, but Luke Bryan didn't do it, so.
Yeah.
It's not as bad.
We have Luke, okay?
Ours is going to be better.
He shakes his hips, all right?
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
It's Brett Eldridge right here on KFrog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. If you're a brand new listener, thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We're going to play a round of what we're calling the Wake Up Calls. Who would it be? So you get to know us a little better. In return, we also get to know each other a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're all going to state a who's most likely to, and then we'll all give our answer. Okay,
right after we say the question, 1, 2, 3, shout out your answer.
Right.
We all have individual questions, too,
exactly.
That none of us know what questions we're going to ask.
Not a clue.
All right, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so tomorrow, I don't know if you guys know this or not, it's National Teacher Day.
Okay.
So, who's most likely to disrupt the class?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Ginny. For sure, Ginny.
Without a doubt.
I love that you even said yourself, Ginny.
Because Ginny's the one that will, like, we're in a different room than Ginny, for those of you that don't know. She's in her room behind us. There's times where Kelly and I will be planning, like, the next thing we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Ginny will come walking in, and she'll start, like, singing a show tune, or she will just break out her phone. Guys, look at this. She always has something for us.
Oh, the best, though, is when we're in here talking, and we can hear Ginny in her room singing or dancing, or it's time for her Fitbit goes off, and she's up there dancing, getting her steps in.
And I'm thinking, like, something's wrong. She's trying to get our attention, but no, she's just moving side
she's
to
getting
side.
Her steps in.
Getting the numbers up.
All right, I'm going to go now. Who would be the one to come in drunk today because they're still celebrating Cinco de Mayo? 1, 2, 3.
Ginny.
Which is funny and goes along with the previous one. Ginny came in first thing and she's like, look, we were drinking last night and we had these gold masks on.
We were having a spa day.
But if you were in a different state, Kelly, without a doubt, the answer would be you.
Exactly.
Probably.
If you weren't pregnant, we'd both say you.
If you weren't with child.
Yeah. I'm trying to be responsible now, you know.
So she got pregnant.
All right, Ginny, your turn.
Okay. Who is most likely to spend the most time in the morning primping in front of the mirror before coming to work?
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Kelly.
Anthony.
Dang it. I didn't want to vote for myself because that's just.
Yeah. I heard you laugh because you know it's true.
Yes.
And I knew that was going back. I don't spend that much time.
Oh.
spend enough enough time to look presentable to come to work.
Sure.
But thank you, guys. It's almost like a compliment saying I look nice.
No, you're setting out your outfit for the day.
Yeah.
I do that the night before.
I think Jenny meant it more as a slam than a compliment. Sorry, Anthony.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Time to take a look at what is trending this morning. Will the finish of Saturday's Kentucky Derby turn out to be a costly one for anybody who bet on Maximum Security? If you missed the race, that was the horse that was disqualified for an illegal move on the track, became the first winner to be disqualified for interference in the Derby's 145-year history. So with the horse dropping from first to 17th place, the numbers are in, and a total of $9 million was lost amongst bettors who had money on Maximum Security. Country House was the one who ended up winning due to disqualification. He had the second largest odds in the field, 65-1. And then as of half an hour ago, Gary West, the owner of Maximum Security, is filing an appeal with the State Racing Commission over Saturday's results, trying to get it flipped back now in his favor. So,
oh my gosh,
we'll see what happens.
They got drama. Are Kardashians involved in this?
They do, yeah.
Anyway, last night was a huge episode for Game of Thrones. I won't give any spoiler alerts, but if you didn't watch and you are a fan, definitely stay off the internet. If you did watch, you probably are in an emotional spiral right now. But let's get to the major screw-up that they had. If you were watching last night, did you notice, during the dinner scene, the random Starbucks cup? If you you can go look on the internet.
Everywhere.
Yes, it's right there, right in the middle of the table. Twitter is losing it. And I was like, there's no way. This is totally Photoshop. Nope. If you Google it, it is everywhere. They screwed up. They left a Starbucks cup right there. I think the funniest part of this, because when I watch Game of Thrones or read about it, like, I can't even pronounce the names. Could you imagine how the baristas are spelling those names on those Starbucks cups? They're probably so screwed
up. Those got messed up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, congratulations. You're caller 19.
No way in heck.
Yes way. We're going to send you out to the Temecula Balloon and Wine Festival. How's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm about 15 minutes away, so it's great.
Perfect. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mercedes Madrigal, and I'm calling from Temecula.
Hey, Mercedes, have you ever heard of Russell Dickerson's Wine Challenge?
No.
Anthony, you've heard of the Wine Challenge, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen it, yeah.
This is crazy. I don't know how Russell Dickerson does it, but he puts his entire mouth around the wine glass and then, like, throws his head back and chugs the wine.
First off, I don't know how anyone could just chug wine like that. Two, I don't know how you can fit your mouth around the rim of that thing. Russell's a pretty big dude, so maybe he just has, like, a bigger mouth?
That could be it.
Than the normal human?
I don't know, but I think we need to try this tomorrow. And since I can't drink and you don't drink, maybe I'll get some, like, Martinelli's or something.
Yeah, there we go.
Jenny, I'll bring the wine in for you, okay?
Thank you.
Jenny probably has some in there right now.
Right?
That's why I'm in a different room.
Love the way you do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. 6:25 here on the Frog. So Friday, we went into the weekend with another weekend wager all about the Kentucky Derby. And wow, I don't think any of us knew that there was going to be so much drama with the Kentucky Derby.
We really didn't.
No, we just simply picked horses, and that's what most people did. And still, like you were talking about earlier, some people lost out on $9 million because of the big upset with Maximum
that's
Security.
Crazy.
And I'm still waiting for, like, some of those viral videos to go out, because you know that there was somebody staring in front of their TV who found out their horse didn't win, and they probably punched a hole in a wall or threw a chair or something. So I'm looking at Twitter for those today. So we did bet on the Derby. Kelly's horse was game winner.
Which was not a game winner.
And I chose Tacitus, who, by the way, I'm watching the race, and I had my eyes on a different horse that wasn't Tacitus. So the whole time, like, oh, here we go. He's coming up the side. He's going to win. He's going to do it. And then all of a sudden, this horse just starts falling to the back. And he looked like he finished second to last. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to lose. I lost this freaking wager. I cannot believe I have to wear a hat. So then all the controversy happens, and then they're talking about who finished where, and they said Tacitus finishes third. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I was watching the wrong horse the whole time.
I know.
And he was the only gray horse in the race. Just another reason for me to be silly.
Anthony got third. Your horse got third.
Yes.
My horse got fifth. Therefore, I am the loser of the weekend wager. So going into the weekend, we have the punishment set. One of the big staples of the Kentucky Derby is the giant hat, the obnoxiously large hat. Loser has to wear the hat all day long, no matter what you're doing. So I'm so excited about this because right after the race, I get a text message. I'm going to go pick up your hat right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. I was in the car. I was on my way to a church function. So I didn't have, I wasn't watching the race. And I was like, how bad did I lose? Doesn't matter. I lost and I have to wear the hat.
You ready to see it?
Yeah, let's see it.
Hang on. So,
is it going to be
look at this bad
look at how,
boy.
Wow.
Look at how cute it is. So,
you even put a nice little sign on the back?
I did.
Yep. So, everybody that's following you can see that you're a loser.
So, let me explain this really quick before we put it on Instagram.
And there's peeps.
There's peeps attached to it, and you have some nice ribbon in the front with some clothespins. What else?
Now,
there's
a big. It's a black hat with a large rim. So that's where you put all the peeps.
That's right. There's a big flower on top. There's a little sign in the front that says game loser.
The Scrabble tiles. That's
your
nice.
Horse is game winner. And then on the back, it's a big sign. I can't really read that. Can you?
I lost the weekend wager to Anthony. You put a plug for yourself on my hat?
I did. Follow him at Anthony_Donatelli for Instagram. So you get to wear this all day today. We'll keep you updated on K-Frog's Instagram story. I think every hour you should do an
we'll
update video?
See. You know what? I'm happy, though, that it's raining because I think my son's T-ball practice will get canceled, so I won't have to wear it to that. And how are those peeps going to hold up in the rain?
I don't know, but if you get hungry, you have a snack.
No, I'm good. Right thanks.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 649 with the Wake Up Call. And Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com. Or you can call them at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Some big news, including royal baby news. But first, let's talk about Diana Ross. What she was tweeting about over the weekend, she tweeted that she was violated by TSA at a New Orleans airport. She said that the violation actually had her on the brink of tears because she had an aggressive TSA pat down. She went through everything on Twitter of what went down, and of course this caught the attention of TSA, who spoke to people about Diana Ross's concerns, and they said they actually reviewed the footage of the incident, and it appears the officers involved correctly followed all protocols. Diana Ross definitely not happy about this, so TSA is encouraging her to reach out so that they can work directly to address her concern, and they said they will continue to investigate this matter further.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, music fans of Adele, you might get exactly what you've been wanting, new music. Many speculated that new music would come following Adele's divorce announcement. Well, yesterday, she turned 31, and she dropped some major hints about that, saying that 30 was a tough year, 31 is going to be a big old year, and her fans know that she has a history of naming her albums after her age. We had 19, then 25, 31 would be the next one. In order.
Fingers crossed.
So, yes, we may be getting some new music. And, yes, big news today. The royal baby has been born. Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy.
Yay!
They just confirmed that news earlier this morning. Buckingham Palace did confirm that she was in labor. Now the baby is here. But if you'll remember, the royal couple previously announced that they are going to keep the plans of the arrival very private. So, you know, I don't think we're going to see her in a couple of hours out on the hospital steps,
right.
Taking
like
pictures. Yeah. No. Yeah. Kate Middleton did that with the birth of all three of her children. Instead, they're saying it'll be more likely that Meghan and Harry are going to do like a photo op with their new baby on the grounds of Windsor Castle. And then they'll release those maybe a couple days after the baby's born.
She had to have him today. This
I
is
know.
Your day.
She's still
we're
in our vendor.
Yeah. What's her deal?
But she still didn't have Luke Bryan announcing the gender. So
that's right.
That's
she
true.
Didn't.
That's true. We got one up on the royal baby.
Exactly.
Nice try, princess.
Speaking of that, yes, we have the baby gender reveal on the way. 7:05. Luke Bryan's going to help us out here on The Frog.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Oh, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. 7:06. I'm so nervous right now.
Me
waiting
too.
All weekend long for this.
Oh, okay. So I've had the chance to find out the gender of my baby for weeks now.
Right.
But instead of finding out, I told my best friend who works here at K-Frog, and when we went to Stagecoach, we got Luke Bryan to record my gender reveal. So, I mean, still, it's been over a week since Stagecoach. It has been killing me to find out because I've had the info. Like, I have a link where I can go find out. but I haven't done it.
Where you could have easily peeked and saw. So, yeah, we were interviewing Luke at Stagecoach, and halfway through, we walked out of the room, and, yeah, your best friend ended up recording this piece with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're all going to find out at the same time if you're having a boy or a girl.
And it was so crazy because when he walked out of the trailer after he recorded it, he just kind of like gave a smirk like, haha, I know. And then like all of his management knew. And I was like, okay, what's it going to be? So the time has come. This is how it all went down at Stagecoach. This is right after Anthony and I walked out of the room.
So you're going to let the K-Frog listeners know, Anthony, Kelly, what is Kelly having? Second child. She already has a boy.
Right.
Let us know what she's having next.
I get to do this right now.
Right now. You get to let everyone know.
So, as you guys may know, Kelly and Art have one child. It's a four-year-old boy named Carter Cruz.
Aww.
That's a great name, by
Carter
the way.
Carter Cruz.
I'm here to let the world know that Carter will be having a little brother. A boy, and what's cool about that is I am a father of two boys.
Exactly.
So I know what it's like.
Any advice for Kelly? She's a boy mom.
Just a lot of wine. Wine. Not while
breastfeeding or anything.
Not while nursing.
Yep. Pump and dump is what they say.
Pump and dump. Dear Lord. We're going to get in trouble for all that. But congratulations, guys.
Yes.
On your little baby boy. I love it.
It's a boy!
It's a boy! I'm crying right now. Sorry.
Congratulations, Kel. Another boy.
Thank you. I know. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. So you're going to be the queen of the house. All those boys around you.
The queen of the castle. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Carter is going to flip. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to get myself together here. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank
wow.
you.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Luke. That was so super cool. And oh, I'm so pumped to tell Carter. We actually got him because my best friend was the only one who knew. She ordered him one of those baseballs. So tonight we're going to go home and let him hit the baseball to find out if he's having a brother or sister.
Oh.
So yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm super excited
How cute.
Right
You're
now.
You're going to have little Carter and little Anthony running around.
No, yeah. No.
I love it.
Don't get crazy now. Okay. All right. Back to business. We do have tickets to go to Brooks and Dunn and Reba in Las Vegas. That's on the way with a 10-question takeover coming up in just minutes.
It's a boy!
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the wake-up call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
John Hardy here on K-Frog 727. It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony. Let's play another round of the 10-question takeover. You ready?
I am.
All right, let's do this. Question number one. Blake Lively and her husband just announced they're pregnant with baby number three. Who is her husband?
Oh, gosh. Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds is correct.
All right, on to question number two. This country artist just revealed my baby's gender.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan is correct.
Question number three. There's currently one Major League Baseball team from Canada. Who is it?
The Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays are correct.
Question number four. How many stomachs does a cow have?
I'm going to have to take a guess. Four?
Four is a good guess. You got it.
Oh, my God.
Question number five. The Kentucky Derby was broadcast on what network over the weekend?
NBC.
NBC is correct.
Question number six. Dutch iris and honeysuckle are types of what?
Is it a flower?
Flower is correct.
Oh, my goodness.
Question seven. Tatooine and Naboo are planets from what film?
Oh, great. I don't know this one.
All right, question seven. What movie are they from?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is correct.
Question number eight. In a standard margarita, what kind of alcohol goes into the margarita?
Tequila.
She's like, duh.
I had a lot of that this weekend.
Question number nine. What app can you listen to K-Frog on anytime, anywhere?
Radio.com.
Radio.com is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. This is for the tickets. This country music duo recently released their latest album, Reboot.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn is right, and you're going to see them with Reba out in Las Vegas.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You're going to see them at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, and you're also automatically entered for our grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the hotel.
Woo! I'm so excited. Thank you.
What's your name and where do you live?
Destiny from Riverside.
Destiny, have a great time out in Vegas with Brooks and Dunn and Reba, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Tickets are on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com. This is a cool little prize package. Go out to Vegas for the weekend, hang out with Brooks and Dunn and Reba.
Do you like either the names Brooks or Dunn for your baby boy?
See, I think we're sticking with the theme of C's because Carter is Carter Cruz. Oh. So we'll need a CC name.
Do you have, don't tell me what they are, but do you have any in mind?
We do. Yeah, I know.
Okay, play the song and tell me off the air.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Brett Young here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's 7:50 with the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. The topic of discussion today, obviously, babies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of baby news going on. The royal baby.
The royal baby.
Finally here.
Yes, I can't believe this. The news broke this morning. Buckingham Palace confirmed that Meghan Markle was in labor. And then right after that came out and said, all right, she had a baby boy. We don't know exactly how things went down. But the new daddy, Prince Harry, has already done a press conference. And it's so cute to see, like, how excited he is. He's just, like, beaming. Mm-hmm. The smile is ear to ear, talking about his new son. Here's just a piece of it.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning. A very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. Been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby.
I cannot wait. Aww. For that. I know. Wasn't it just so cute? You can yeah. hear the excitement in his voice, how happy he is to be a dad. He talked about, you know, being in there. He said, this is the first birth I've ever witnessed. Which is probably a good thing.
I would hope so.
But yeah, super exciting. And in a couple days, hopefully we will get to see that new baby. Because they did say they're not doing the traditional thing on the steps of the hospital. They're going to spend some time with their baby.
And with Meghan in there, they don't do anything traditional. Because she is just not about
Pretty much, yeah.
Still no name for the baby. The baby, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Hopefully that time when we do see him, they will have a name picked out.
Here's the little baby boy.
Yeah. They'll
He's
give him
adorable.
An emoji. A prince. They'll give him a symbol.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
All right, 8:06 here at K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. We had a big wager going on this weekend. It had to do with the Kentucky Derby. Kelly and I each picked our horse.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, I mean, here's the thing. Neither of our horses won, but it was to see who was going to do better
right.
between you and I. So there was a big controversy that happened during the race, if you didn't Lots hear about
it. Lots of derby drama, for sure. How mad would you have been if you would have picked Maximum Security?
I would have called in sick today.
Especially
I would have
been now
so
that upset. He's going to appeal it. The horse's owner says, I'm going to appeal what happened. I'm going to get the decision reversed. Okay, good luck with that.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
So the loser. So I ended up winning. Mm-hmm. I had Tacitus, who finished third. You had Game Winner.
Who was not the Game Winner and ended up fifth.
Who was not the Game Winner, who was the fifth place horse. And, so I won. So I got to decorate a fun Kentucky Derby hat for Kelly.
This is hideous. It's not fun.
That's cute.
It's funny. It's not cute.
My wife has helped me do it. She did majority of it because she's so much more craftier than I am.
I can tell what she did and what you did.
And she's like, we should do this. I was like, no, don't make it cute. It has to be dumb looking. It has to be ugly. She has to wear it all day long. So she had your back trying to make it look nice.
Thank you.
That is not going to happen. So you are sitting here. Mm-hmm. Describe your hat for us, if you could.
So it's a black, big-brimmed hat, and it says Game Loser on it.
Clever.
Yeah. It has Anthony's favorite peeps all over it, on the brim of the hat.
All around the top.
There's all the different colors. It has, like, sparkly ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, it has a sign that says, I lost the weekend wager to Anthony. Follow him at your Instagram handle.
That's
Anthony.
Right. Yeah. Anthony_Donatelli. That way, when you're walking around out and about today, I can gain a few followers from this.
I'm glad I could be your billboard today. I'm kind of happy it's muggy and kind of nasty outside because there's rumors that there's going to be rain. I had some rain earlier this morning at my house, so I'm hoping my son's T-ball practice gets canceled. Because I don't want to wear this to T-ball.
I think they need to practice in the rain. Practice makes perfect. The more practice you get, the better you'll be.
Mm-mm. I also have to go grocery shopping. I didn't time this out very well. I'm almost on E. I have a lot of errands I
you
need to do
done
today.
All of them yesterday.
I should have.
Knowing
I was
that
smart.
You lost. So what's going to happen is Kelly's going to post updates throughout the day on K-Frog's Instagram page. So make sure you're following.
Yay!
Comment along. Have a good laugh. I will.
Oh, great. Yeah, look for K-Frog on Instagram, K-Frog Radio.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's
the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
8:23 here at KFrog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us, and you picked a good day to hang with us. Lots of good news coming out.
Today was a fun day. I have been waiting for this day for weeks. I actually found out a couple weeks ago, or I had the ability to find out if I was having a boy or girl. But I didn't want to. We wanted to do kind of a special gender reveal. And then Stagecoach was coming around. So we're like, well, what if we get one of the artists from Stagecoach to do the gender reveal? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of settled on Luke Bryan because he's a dad. He's really fun. So my best friend who works there was the only one who knew, boy or girl. And she got to sit down with Luke Bryan out at Stagecoach and do the gender reveal. So since Stagecoach, we've been freaking out. We knew we had the audio of it. But I didn't listen to it. I didn't cheat. Did you cheat at all?
No, I didn't cheat at all. I had no paperwork. I had nothing. We only had this Luke audio that I did not want to hear until today.
Well, it was totally worth it. Here's how things went down at Stagecoach.
So you're going to let the KFrog listeners know, Anthony, Kelly, what is Kelly having? Second child. She already has a boy.
Right.
Let us know what she's having next.
I get to do this right now?
Right now. You get to let everyone know.
So, as you guys may know, Kelly and Art have one child. It's a four-year-old boy named Carter Cruz. That's a great name, by
Carter
the way.
Carter Cruz.
I'm here to let the world know that Carter will be having a little brother.
Yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy. And what's cool about that is I am a father of two boys.
Exactly.
So I know what it's like.
Any advice for Kelly? She's a boy mom.
Just a lot of wine. Drink wine. Not while
breastfeeding or anything.
Not while nursing.
Yep. Pump and dump is what they say.
Pump and dump. Dear Lord. We're going to get in trouble for all that. But congratulations, guys.
Yes.
On your little baby boy. I love it.
So cool.
That was the best.
That was so cool. And when he walked out, because Anthony and I walked out because we didn't want to hear. And when he walked out and walked by us, he like just gave us a smirk. And I was like, I don't know what that means. I was trying so hard to pick up some hints from him.
It was like the ha-ha, I know and you don't.
Exactly. So, yeah. So baby number two, going to be another boy. I'm going to be a boy mom.
Pump and dump. Don't forget.
Oh.
Pump and dump.
Okay, seriously? So we were talking about this on Friday, one of the other coworkers around here, and she's like, you know they make little strips where you can actually test your milk to make sure that there's not alcohol in it? I was like, oh, I got those last year. I registered for those on
of course you did.
Shower.
Are we awake?
Turn around and show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.